It's 12:36. You're still listening to the Midday Report. My name is TD Madia. I'm standing in for Mandy Wiener. We turn our attention now to the Joburg court. Ndutugo Shaba is back in court. Ndutugo was sentenced to life behind bars for the 2020 murder of his girlfriend, Tshegofatso Pule. He's now set to appear before the Joburg High Court. He's applying for leave to appeal his sentence and murder conviction. He was found guilty of orchestrating Pule's murder by hiring a hitman to carry out the crime. EWN's Alpha Ramushwana is at the Joburg High Court. Alpha, thank you for joining us. Shaba is back in court. Do we know on what grounds he's seeking this appeal?
Good afternoon, Cindy. Well, his legal team appeared in court. Shaba did not appear before the court today, but his defense argues that some of the information revealed in court and to the court by a witness was not entirely accurate. They do also argue that some of the evidence brought before the court needs to be reviewed again, and where loopholes are found, Shaba should then be granted the opportunity to appeal his sentence and possibly be given a revised or lower prison sentence. But we do know that Shaba's legal team has been against this life imprisonment sentence. I mean, I can take you back to July this year when his lawyers pleaded with the judge not to impose a life in prison sentence to their client. But this was before he was sentenced. The judge had also argued that Shaba showed no remorse whatsoever in court. And this may be another aspect that might make it hard for him to be granted the opportunity to appeal his sentencing and the judgment handed down to him.
The Tshegofatso Pule Foundation, I assume, is also there at the court. Do they have representation, or are they just observing what's unfolding at the moment?
Well, the Tshegofatso Pule Foundation is formed by her own family members, and the family does argue that, well, they do say they are confident that Shaba will not be granted the appeal. They also argued that some of the submissions brought to the court today by Shaba's defense have been deliberated or heard in court before when he was sentenced. So they find it pointless for him to appeal his sentencing. They do also say that other family members are still very much hurt by the murder of Tshegofatso Pule, and it would be an injustice to her if the killer is granted the opportunity to appeal his sentence and the judgment. But really, the judge will take the weekend to consider the submissions brought by Shaba's lawyers, and he will deliver his verdict or his decision on Monday morning. And of course, it will indeed highlight whether or not the appeal will be granted.
All right, thank you so much. That's Alpha Ramushwana, who's at the Joburg High Court, when Ndutugo Shaba is appealing his sentence. Isn't it difficult, though? It must make you think a little bit about even Janusz Walusz now, who has been granted parole by the Constitutional Court, is that the courts must hear these people out. You can write them off. They've committed the worst kind of crimes. I mean, Ndutugo Shaba, 8 months pregnant, his girlfriend, and she's hung on a tree, she's gunned. So all those people then must be given a fair hearing, and that's the difficulty. We will visit the Janusz Walusz story a little bit later on in the show as we speak to the alliance that's going to be picketing outside the Constitutional Court to register their disappointment with that decision. But it makes you think, doesn't it, about how the law must hear everybody else out, everyone out.